mark the spot where he is, amen, to come to worship our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be his wonderful name. Can we just lift our hands and give him thanks and praise and glory and honor? He has been good to us, amen, all his blessings that he's bestowing upon us. His Holy Spirit is here that's comforting our hearts and giving us a consolation. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you and we appreciate you. We enter your courts with praise and thanksgiving, Father, bringing the sacrifice of praise unto you, for you alone are worthy of it, Lord Jesus. We understand that and we know now, Lord God, how you are the only worthy one, Father. And when we lift up our weary hands, we lift it unto you, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh, the one who has changed our life, Lord, the one who has set us on this course, Father. How we love you and appreciate you. And out of hearts full of appreciation, we enter your gates this evening once again, Father, to worship and adore you, to lift you up, Lord, to exalt your name, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, isn't you are so good to us, Lord God. Hallelujah, we have been given us so many blessings, Father. Undeserving, that's what we are. But we thank you and praise you tonight, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We are thankful, Lord, for your grace that you have bestowed on us, Father. The healing that you have given us, Lord. The deliverance you have given us. Your Spirit drawing us nearer and nearer to you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We truly love you and appreciate you, Lord. Blessed be your holy and wonderful name this evening, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All blessings and power and dominion and might belong it unto thee, Father. Lord, you said from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord shall be praised, Lord. And that's what we are doing, Father. Since we rose up this morning, Lord, coming through the day, Father, coming, praying in our hearts, Lord, driving our cars, praying, Lord, praying without ceasing, Father. Hallelujah, giving you praise and thanks, singing songs, spiritual psalms and hymns, Lord. Hallelujah, creating an atmosphere, Lord, that you could stay near, Father, maintaining that relationship with the angel this evening, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we thank you and praise you, Lord Jesus. Truly, we love you. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. He's worthy of all praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's just sing. Let's just praise the Lord tonight. Let's just lift our hands towards heaven and praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's just praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands towards heaven and praise the Lord. Oh, let's just praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We'll praise the Lord. Oh, let's just lift our hands towards heaven and praise the Lord. Oh, let's sing it on to him again. Let's just praise the Lord. Oh, let's just praise the Lord. Oh, praise the just lift our hands towards heaven and praise the Lord. Oh, let's just praise the Lord. Hallelujah, we'll praise the just lift our hands towards heaven and praise the Lord. Oh, I believe he loved us this evening. Let's just praise the Lord. Oh, let's just praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Oh, let's just lift our hands towards heaven and praise. Praise. Oh, he's the one worthy of all praise this evening. Oh, we will praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands towards heaven and praise the Lord. Oh, one more time now. Let's just praise the Lord. All honor and glory belong unto him. Just praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's just praise the Lord. Oh, let's just lift our hands. Let's just lift our hands towards heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's just lift. Let's just lift our hands towards heaven and praise the Lord. I'll say yes, Lord, yes. I'll say yes, Lord, yes. I'll say yes, Lord. I'll say yes, Lord. I'll say yes, Lord. Yes. Oh, tell him I'll say yes. I'll say yes, Lord. Yes. I'll say yes. I'll say yes, Lord, yes. Oh, I'll say yes, Lord. Oh, I'll say yes, Lord. I'll say yes, Lord. Oh, why don't we lift our hands and sing that hymn? I'll say yes, Lord. I'll say. Oh, that's like amen tonight. So be it. Whatsoever he says unto us, oh, we'll obey tonight. I'll say yes. That obedience entitles us to the token. Amen. Oh, I'll say yes. I'll say yes, Lord. Oh, I'll say yes, Lord. Oh, I'll say yes, Lord. Once again, I'll say yes, I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I'll say yes, I'll say yes, Lord, yes, oh, I'll say yes, Lord, I'll say yes, Lord, I'll say Lord, yes. Teach me thy ways, O Lord. Oh, I will walk in thy truth. You unite my heart, unite my heart to fear thy name. Teach me thy ways, O Lord, I will walk in thy truth. Oh, I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. Oh, yes, I will praise you, Lord. Oh, yes, I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, with all my heart. Oh, yes, I will glorify thy name forevermore. Oh, let's sing unto him again. Teach me thy ways, O Lord, as you take us in his word tonight. Amen. Oh, teach me thy ways, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart. Unite my heart to fear thy name. Teach me thy ways, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Oh, I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. Oh, yes, I will praise you, O Lord. Oh, yes, I will praise thee. I will praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, with all my heart. Oh, yes, I will glorify thy name for Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, that's all you desire, that he'll teach us his ways. Teach us in his word. Amen. And come walk through them secret passages and lift our faith to that place. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe that it is our very heart this evening. Blessed be your wonderful name. Hallelujah. And we can come trust in him this evening, because he wants to give it unto us more abundantly than we can think or ask today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, teach us thy ways, O Lord. Blessed be your wonderful name. Hallelujah. Oh, I just want the dove to lead this eagle tonight. I just want the dove to lead this eagle home. Amen. We sing and worship unto him. Hallelujah. Blessed be his wonderful name. As you get ready to change the order of the service tonight, amen. Invite our pastor to come. I just want the dove to lead this eagle. Oh, you tell him tonight, I just want the dove. I just want the dove to lead this eagle home, to lead this eagle home. Oh, for I know the dove is here. Oh, went to a tree, I got it in his name. The dove is here, the dove is here. He has come, and He has come. Truly God's eagles, and I know He will guide me, He will guide me, and keep me in His word, and keep me in His word. Oh, why don't you lift your hand and sing, I just want to follow. I just want to follow the way you will lead me, the way that you will lead me. I just want to follow. I just want to follow the way that you will go, the way that you will go. Oh, for I know, for I know, oh, you will lead me, you will lead me. Oh, in the footprints, in the footprints that you have left, and I know, oh, you will guide me, you will guide me. Oh, that's what He loves to do, amen, and keep me in this path. Hallelujah. Me in this part. Oh, let's sing. I just love that dove. Oh, I just love that dove. Oh, for He is my Lord. Oh, the Lord of our life tonight. Oh, Lord, He is my Lord. I just love that dove.
Just love that dove, for He has been my guide. He has brought me up seven steps to a perfect faith. I never knew. Now He'll send me with His word as He rides His train again. Let us bow our hearts for prayer in the building. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful tonight to come into Your divine presence as a people that You have called out of darkness to walk in this marvelous light. This light that is leading us all the way back to that faith civilization, and to have Your divine presence amongst us, guiding us, showing us the way that we must go. Lord, especially looking back down through these years, how we have traveled, and You have been so faithful every step of the way. God, You have led us until, dear God, many of us, young boys and girls, today we stand here. Lord, the best years of our life have been gone. But Father, there is still something that pulsates in our heart to keep pressing this battle, to keep, Lord, pressing in, knowing that You are faithful and true, that the work that You've started, You will perform it even until the day of Jesus Christ. And down through these years, during that time, we have seen those born in the journey, grown up themselves, and today young men and young women with a love and a passion burning in their hearts to You. Coming in this time, O God of consecration, Lord, young and old, we join our hearts together, pressing in, dear God, because something on the inside tells us, Lord, soon and very soon we shall see the King. Oh God, He who has been our life, He who has been our everything, He the one that we live for, whose presence we feel. Oh God, down through these Yes, dear God, the one that we have confidence in and have committed our lives unto tonight. And knowing that you are here, Father, we pray that you will speak to us tonight. Lord, this little time when we are studying some of these things that you spoke in this day to your prophet, experiences that you have given unto him to open up the way for us, that we will know how to come into these things that you have promised. And believing, oh God, that Lord Jesus, you've left these things in tape and book form, and then you came back around when it was more in season and begin to shine light upon it and make it clear to us how to have stimulated faith in our hearts, how to have enlightened us and brought us, dear God, to press in, Lord, because we know that it's right all around us. Oh God, as it were, when your prophet spoke of that mother taking the baby's arm after he wore himself out trying to put his arm in the sleeve and couldn't do it, and the mother with a steady hand just held his little hand and put it in that sleeve. Lord, that you will take our hearts and our minds and bring it through the channel of your word. Oh God, with our Holy Spirit, Lord, can make these things so real in our hearts that, Lord, we will know how to come in, Father, into these divine things led by the dove. May you grant it, Lord. Bless all that's gathered in. We are so thankful for the love that they have shown and the willingness to draw near to you, Lord. Lord, in this season, each one looking into their own lives and willing to lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily beset us, consecrating themselves because they believe you and they trust in you and they're looking for something more. And Lord, I pray as you see that, Father, oh God, that you will just drop them their handfuls that they have need of, Father. And may you bless us in our study and in our fellowship. And Lord, may you enrich our hearts with your love and your precious truth, opening up, Lord, that we can have the direction, the leadership that we have need of. We know your mercies are new every morning, for great is thy faithfulness. We commit everything into your mighty hands. And we ask your blessing upon us all that are gathered here tonight, even them that would hear these things by way of the DVD, Father. May you bless them also. We thank you and we praise you and we commit this service in their mighty hands. May you just lead and direct us, and may you get honor and glory, and may your presence be felt in a special way as we did last night. Oh God, you were so close and you blessed us in such a way, Father. How we went home, dear God, and our hearts so thankful, Father. Oh God, feeling that the dove cooled into our hearts. We look for it another time, Lord. To them that look for him, he surely appears, and yet will appear. So, Lord, may you give us the portion that you unto us tonight. We pray and we ask it for the glory of God, and may you build the feet of your children and the instructions and the directions that you have given us, that we can retain it in our knowledge, and we can be blessed, and we can find that faith is rising in our hearts. Lord, all of that need deliverance, all of them looking for the filling of the Holy Spirit, whatever they come expecting to receive, Lord, you will find that you are faithful. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask it for your glory and for your honor. Amen and amen. God bless you this evening. Certainly happy to be with you once again and appreciate your sacrifice and your willingness to just draw a little closer to the Lord. Steal away, take this little time to come out and study a little bit and pray and to get in his presence. I believe we could have done something better. This is the way to spend this time. Don't you think so? Yes. So nice, so wonderful. And he has been just blessing us. And I'd like to read a little portion of scripture again tonight. And I'd like to read in St. John 1. Verse 22, maybe I can take from out. Verse 19, St. John 1. And this is the record of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." Now they knew him as far as his physical identity was. They knew that this was Zechariah and Elizabeth's son. He had grown up to be a man. His parents had done die. They knew that the parents had him in old age. And he's out there preaching. But his claims and what he was preaching concerning himself and the time that they were living in and the promise that was at hand. And they saw the influence of the ministry. It so affected them that they wanted to know who he really was. They know he's a man. They know he's a wilderness man. They know he's Zechariah's son. They know he's John, name called John the Baptist. He's baptizing people. But they knew for a man to be in the wilderness, drawing people from all around Jerusalem and Judea, a man not coming in the city among the people, but a man standing in the wilderness preaching, and people leaving cities and journeying to the wilderness, they knew it took the power of God to do that. They knew no man just rising up on the scene like that, preaching with such authority. And so they wanted to find out. So they went to find him, ask him, "Who art thou?" And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." See? He's talking about the Christ, the Messiah. In the Greek is Christ, in the Hebrew is Messiah, mean the anointed one. The anointed one that was promised to come in Genesis chapter 3. The Savior of the world, the Redeemer. And so by his answer, we know that I'm not asking about physical identity. Because he said, "I'm not the Christ. Don't think I'm the Christ." Because they're not asking, "Who are you? You're really Zechariah's son?" They're not asking that. Because he was claiming he was a messenger sent from God. And they asked him, "What then? Art thou Elias?" And he said, "I am not." See, they want to find, is this Elijah? Is this the Christ? Who is this? Because they know this Elijah was promised. The Christ was promised. When Malachi 4:5 was written 400 years before John was born. Had a prophecy of Elijah to come and the earth was going to be burned with fire. So then they say, are you Elijah? Then they had a prophecy. Moses said, "God was a prophet like unto me. You men shall have a seed." Isaiah said, "A virgin shall conceive and a son shall be born. Name Emmanuel, God with us." They had promises. And they know those prophecies had to be fulfilled. And for 400 years, they had a prophet. So they kind of got formal and had synagogues. Since they came back out of Babylon, they had no real prophet. 400 years without a prophet, after Malachi had died. And in those 400 years, they had Sadducees and Pharisees and the Herodians and the Sanhedrin and all these things, predominant religious authorities, organizations in the land. But when they saw a man with this kind of influence, this was a kind of authority that you only find in prophetic ministries. And so it drew the attention of the religious authorities of the land. And they asked him, "Art thou Elias? Art thou that prophet that Moses had spoken about?" And he answered, "No." Then said they unto him, "Who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as saith the prophet Isaiah." And they which were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him and said unto him, "Why baptizest thou then if thou be not that Christ, nor Elijah, neither that prophet?" John answered him, saying, "I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom you know not." John himself didn't know him yet. But John knew, if I am sent, he's here already. Because I'm sent to introduce him to you. He it is who cometh after me is preferred before me, whose shoe latchet I'm not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Beth Habara beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said after me coming a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not. But that he should be made manifest to Israel, therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not. But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. May the Lord bless you in his word. You may have a seat. That dove was a sign to John. John had went out looking for that dove during the days of his ministry. Because he said, But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit of God descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. So when John was commissioned and sent to preach, during the days of his ministry, he was looking for a dove to come out of heaven to confirm his message. Because the dove in the Bible is also used for signs. That's one of the things we picked up and the message on the white dove, where the prophet made it so plain to us that the dove was used for signs. I truly enjoyed last night. It was such a beautiful time. There's a real quote which I'm referring back to what we already had read and heard on the tape. And this is page 18. He said, there will come a man, and he's among you now, somewhere out there, and he will take away the sin. The priest was disgusted with him. John looked up. Now what is he? The prophet. And here is the word. There comes the word. Coming right straight to the prophet, right to the water. John said, Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. There he is, that's him. Jesus never spoke a word, walked right out into the water. And I can see there, standing in that water, he said, think of a drama, two of the greatest that ever struck the earth. Because remember Jesus said, John was the greatest man born of a woman. He was baptized with the Holy Ghost while he was in his mother's womb, even before he was born. Never had there been any such man to receive the Holy Ghost while in the womb. But John did. Notice the word come to the prophet in this dispensation of grace. In the water. He said, I thought you'd catch it. In the water. The first revelation of the word was in the water. John's first revelation of Jesus was in the water. John didn't know who the Messiah was. That's why he said, I didn't know him. But this one who sent me, who came and commissioned John to go and preach, he said, your ministry will be confirmed by a dove coming out of heaven. When you see that dove come down, that's your sign. Then you can announce, this is he. You will know him. He looked like every other man. You would know him until the dove come. Now catch this. The prophet says it must come by revelation. No man can know Jesus except by revelation. We are told that in the Bible. No man knows the Son save the Father and to him whom he revealed the Son to. And no man knows the Father save the Son and to him whom he revealed the Father to. And then no man can call Jesus Lord but by the Holy Ghost. And when he said, upon whom do men say, I, the Son of Man, am? Some said Jeremiah, John the Baptist, Moses. And he told the people, whom do you say? He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And the flesh and blood have not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. The church is built upon revelation. He said, the same God that revealed to Peter is the same God revealed to Paul. Paul said, not by the will of man, but by the revelation of the Holy Spirit, it was made known to him. And so even John did not know who he was, but the Spirit had to point out who the Word was to John so John could know the Word. And he said, it's the same way for you and me. No way to get a revelation if God don't reveal to you. The Spirit revealed to Peter, Spirit revealed to John the Baptist, Spirit revealed to Paul. Spirit reveal it to every believer. Every believer, that's what makes you a believer. When the Spirit reveal it to you. Because there's no other revealer of the Word but the Holy Ghost. A man cannot reveal the Word. Flesh and blood cannot reveal it. I could stand here until the morning and preach and quote and tie the scriptures together. I will get blessed and enjoy it. And if you don't, if the same Spirit don't reveal it to you, you wouldn't know it. It takes the inside teacher to reveal it to you. Not the outside teacher. The outside teacher teaches, but the inside teacher is who reveals it to you. As you know, we've been studying this little message here on the wings of a dove. And as we begin to look close into it, one of the main things it reveals to you is how he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I don't know last night how many of you had ever caught that before. What I brought in that dream there for you of how I heard, not, but now I see. And if maybe you went back and read it yourself today, I don't know. But to see how all these things, because what I'm trying to show you up with this message is that these things here, it was not a physical healing. What I am declaring by way of studying this mess with you is to say, do you see? Are you convinced that there was a hidden truth that lays here that is tied to a prophecy in the last days? And God did this in this manner, and he had a reason and purpose for doing it, because you cannot think of no one person from Genesis to Revelation, I was ever healed by God, that God had to go through all them different things to heal a person. You know what I'm saying? But as we look and see this, even while he was telling us the experience, he said, you have to know my ministry. What is his ministry? His ministry is the ministry of Jesus Christ reincarnated in human flesh. Amen? And one of the main things I took last night, I said, before we could know and understand the true significance of this seventh dove, we must know who is the seventh dove. When you know who is the seventh dove, that will help us to understand the true purpose of his coming. Because that dove that John saw came for a purpose. When that dove came, it was a sign to the prophet to confirm his ministry. Because the prophet, when he saw that dove, he said, I must decrease now and he must increase. Why? Because his ministry was finished when he saw the dove descend. You understand? You see, the message is so beautiful. And that's why we see his ministry is over. And the greater one, there's one mightier than I, who will baptize with the Holy Ghost and fire, whose fan is in his hand, he is here. I must decrease now. And the message says this is the time, he being the last messenger. And the last messenger came and revealed the first six messengers and introduced himself as the last one. When the first one came, the prophet says, the first age knew Paul was the messenger. Because God dealt with him different to the other apostles. That even Peter, who had the revelation before he came, didn't even have it in the measure he had after he came. Because Peter writes and says, the things our brother Paul speak is hard to understand. Because Peter, and they saw him as a man in human flesh, but Paul saw him in his pre-incarnate glory. When Paul saw him, he saw the Logos, the pillar of fire, the I Am of the Old Testament. Then Paul was taken into the third heaven and began to teach about theophanies and the tabernacle to dissolve, and we are having a celestial body in heaven, and about Melchizedek. And only two people in the entire Bible, in the Old Testament, speak about Melchizedek. Moses, giving the history of Melchizedek meeting Abraham after the slaughter of the kings, and David in the Psalms, saying that the Messiah, the son he was to receive by the covenant that God made with him, God swear that this son would be a priest after the order of Melchizedek. And none of the New Testament writers from Matthew to John wrote anything about Melchizedek. But the only one who went into the third heaven came and began to teach about Melchizedek. And at that time, the church couldn't even take it. He said, when you ought to be teachers, I have to give you milk. He said, I want to tell you about Melchizedek, of whom we can't even particularly speak of right now, seeing that you're still dull of hearing. Hebrews 5. But in this day, there is one who preached, who is this Melchizedek? And he says, this is one of the mysteries under the seals that had to be revealed who this man is. Because this is the age when we are going to that theophany. We who are alive and remain, not even seeing death, that theophany will pick us up one of these days. And he went over there and saw it, entered into this theophany, came back to begin to teach us how we bypass the word, how we are becoming the word again, how this guy guides us up them seven steps from faith all the way into perfect love, to bring you to the word image, that you could go to the word body. What a great thing. So, here in the message, he said, John being a prophet, in the paragraph 118, page 19, knowing the word had to be fulfilled, he suffered that and baptized him. And when he was raised up out of the water, there came the message from heaven on the wings of a dove. This is my beloved son. He sent the redemption message of grace on the wings of a dove. God here was pointing out this redemption message, because we, for some church ages, is not redemption, it's intercession. They were being sealed unto the day of redemption. But when you see the Son of Man come in the cloud, look up your redemption for at night. That would be in the 50th year, like in the Jubilee, after seven church ages are run out. When the book is open, then redemption is being revealed, because in the Jubilee, the man is going back to his beginning, into his inheritance. And that's why this message don't take us on to our next church age. It takes us back to the faith civilization. Why? Because we are at the end of the seventh age. Seven ages run out. God showed in the heaven, black out seven churches. This dove, which is the Holy Spirit, because that's the point I am making, which last night, I think it was so clear when you read the dream, and right in the midst of the message, he said, as Junior dream, this is Jehovah God, the pillar of fire coming, the dove coming. And he said, we are living in this dispensation when God is taking the people out to the Gentiles. And so, he tells us the dove was used for signs. It was a sign to John. Then the dove was used for confirmation, because the dove confirmed to John that this was his beloved son. And the message says at the time, he says, the next announcement, the seventh, in the days of the seventh angel, a heavenly angel is to descend with the book of redemption. When Revelation 10:1 comes down, Revelation 10:7 will be on the earth at that time. Like John was on the earth to introduce Jesus, this seventh angel messenger will be on the earth to say, behold the Lamb of God, and introduce Jesus. You get that? Because he brings the next announcement. And that's why when he comes down, we don't say we in the Pentecostal age no more. We say we in the bride age. Why? Because seven seals have been opened and we have been called out. Come out from our people. Behold, a bridegroom cometh. Go you out to meet him. So we can't be there and call at the same time. Eliezer called Rebecca out and took her to the bridegroom. You understand that? So that's why he began to preach, who do you say this is? Mighty God unveiled before us. Presence of God unrecognized. And that's why I took the message for you. The grace that bringeth salvation. Those messages on the appearing, the revealing, and the coming of the Son of Man. And we went through the words, his epiphany, the apocalypse, his parousia, and show you how there is one who is among the people. God in theophany that you don't see with your physical eye, because it's in another dimension. And he would say, and there is the Holy Ghost standing in the corner there, the angel of the Lord, not 2 feet from that woman in that red dress. And we never hear somebody say the Holy Ghost standing in the corner. Because before the message, Holy Ghost means like a breeze, like a wind. But when he comes, Holy Ghost is the angel of God. See? And that angel, the God in the Bible, and the message unveiling of God, he teaches us, he changes his form all the time. He cannot change his nature, but he changes his form. He comes to Job in a whirlwind. Come to Moses in a pillar of fire. Moses see a light, and Moses hearing a voice talking to him. And Moses couldn't take it no more. He said, Lord, show me your glory. He said, come in the cleft of the rock. And when he passed by, Moses saw the back of a man. And Moses realized, I've seen a light, but a man in that light. That man came to Manoah's wife. Step out of the light. Step back in the light. Man came to Gideon. Went up in the flame of the sacrifice. And we read those things in the Bible. But in this day, when he began to say, and I was in the cave, and I saw the light, and I thought maybe somebody was hunting out there or some car passing. But I realized, notice it was shining on the floor. It was inside here. And then he says, and I begin to hear footsteps. And there's a man, 200 pounds with an olive skin complexion. came out of that light. And then the man went back up in the light and disappeared. And then Brother Billy Paul tell his testimony where it was in Vandale, Illinois. And they were in the room that night. He and his cousin Donnie sleeping in the bed. And Brother Branham there in the room. And while he's there in the room, the angel came in the night to him and began to speak to him. And he asked the angel, could I let my son see you? I tell him about this. Can you imagine that? You can imagine that? A man talking to a heavenly being, the creator, and asking him, while he's talking to him there, them two boys asleep, sound asleep. And he said, would you let him see you? He said, yeah, him, but not the next one. Could you imagine that? Him, but not the next one. He says he go and he put the pillow over his face and he wake him. He said, Billy, remember this angel daddy is telling you about? Just come to him and talk to him. Who had been in the meetings in the night, healing the people and these things, revealing what the secret and calling the names. He said, yes, daddy. He said, he's in the room right now. And I asked him if he will allow you to see him. He said, you know where the face basin is in the corner? He said, yes, daddy. He said, when I move this pillow from your face, you look in that corner, he's standing right there. And Brother Billy Paul tells the testimony, he says, I thought that I see a man, something flying around in the corner. Angel, you know, your little cheering minds. He says, he pulled that pillow away, here's a big man standing there like that. He said, all of a sudden, it was like a vapor. Like a vapor. It was gone. There's another world here, friends. That was one angel. Elisha wanted his little friend to see angels too. One time in the battle, a mountain is put Elijah in. He used to be communicating with angels, and he wanted his little friend to see angels too. He said, Lord, open the boy's eyes. Let him see what's happening. When he opened the boy's eyes, he didn't see one. He sees the mountains filled with them all round about. You get what I'm saying? Amen. Now, many times you yourself, you have communicated with you. And you have communicated with him. But you're not quick enough. And your faith ain't bring you up enough yet to know that he has spoken to you already. And you have spoken to him. But when you're going to pray to, who are you praying to? And when thoughts come in your mind, do this, and it woke up, and you know, I wasn't thinking them. Where does it come from? And when you were drawn to accept Jesus as a Savior, who drew you? Amen? Amen. Remember 1988, preaching there in New Zealand. And I was preaching the Seven Trumpets. And myself and Brother Menno Friesen from Canada were sharing the meetings. And he brought two sisters and their husbands with them to the meetings. And one of their husbands was an unbeliever, so he came with his wife. New Zealand is a vacation for them. They go out to the minister, and they all know each other. And I'm out there preaching. And the next night, the brothers tell him to go into the meeting. And he said, no, he said, I'm not going there. He said, well, what matter? He said, last night I see a man standing there on the platform next to him while he was preaching. And he was told to Brother Kenny and Brother Eddie by the man. And he was afraid to come to the meeting. Well, that ain't true. If that is true, then does that man change his form into a cloud? Does that man change his form into a bow? Does that man change his form into a pillar of fire? Because that same man do all the things in the picture to the scene, literal, the man there, and then the scene in a different form with the camera take too. Is that man promised to be the bride? Is that dispute in the bride? Is that the dove that promised to lead the eagle? Does he come in the form of a dove too? But he come in the form of a dove in Argentina? I had it in my pocket and run up there and stick it on the antenna, you know. Nobody like a fire in Triumph in Guyana where it filled the whole building and 200 people see it or more. That's why in speaking these things, if I don't tell you some of these things, we're looking for somebody to come down the road. And I showed you last night, this is what has been going on in believers' lives. And that's why I tell you, some of you, I say, some of you, your faith didn't come up yet, though you just talked to him and he has talked to you. But in your mind, you're still, as a young believer, thinking about salvation, and you're thinking about the Hoffman head in the picture with Jesus, and you're thinking about when you go to pray, you try to imagine a Hoffman head. But when you break past that and you begin to know I am a gene of God who is part of this same eternal God and who in the appointment he ordained which family I was going to come to, he determined what sex I'm going to be, what race I'm going to be, what country I'm going to be born in, what time I'm going to be born. And he put a prophecy between the Gentile prophets and the Jewish prophets where my name is written as a mystery of prophecy. When he said, I think it's so, then it gets normal. Because you realize he has been so to every believer from Genesis all the way to Revelation. Every believer who ever make it to glory, he had to be in the life while they're on earth. See? So as your faith increase, you're going to camp a little more. That's why when you come to the prophet, the pillar of fire, the dove, the man wasn't different people. The whirlwind wasn't different people. He used to call all the Lord. And even when seven come, he said the seven angels came in the form of the angel of the Lord. Phew. And he bothered to explain to theologians even for them to figure out. Bust their brains. Because if they can't even understand God and man and they see three, how do they understand seven? You know what I'm saying? But this is for believers who are born for these things. And you are born for these things. Samuel as a child heard the voice of God saying, Samuel, Samuel. He didn't pray for that to hear a voice. But who he is, he ordained to hear that voice. Manoah's wife, doing she work in the garden? She ain't go looking for no angel. I was your angel. I look up in the cloud. I wonder there's an angel up there. She see a man in the garden. She don't even know, Mister, where you come from? Gideon see a man under the oak tree. In Manasseh. And he looked there, he says, hey, never see you around here before. You're a stranger passing through. You know the private property we're under this oak tree here. Oh my. See? It's something about believers. They can recognize the supernatural. Yeah. That would have never laid eyes on Elijah before. A Gentile woman, and God sent him to her to ask her for her last. And a couple of minutes conversation, she gave up everything. Oh, yeah. That man she never seen. Put her life and his son's life on the line to obey this man she never seen alive. You can imagine how great the unbelief is in this age. When you have a pastor who preached for you for 30 years. And you can't give up yet? You understand what I'm saying? When you're doing a little boy and you're going to be an old man in front of you? Think of it, friends. This is how simple it is. But faith, that's why we come back to you, it must be revealed by the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Elijah was a man of like passions. He almost had a nervous breakdown. This is not kind of powerful man walking powerful every day, you know. When you watch the man begging God to take your life, because, and you like that woman he running from, you say, what kind of prophet is this? This prophet? My mother had more courage than that. You know what I'm saying? You can see a lot of failure. But you have, when you see a revelation, you say, my goodness, I begin to see things about my life that never even dawned upon me. I begin to see my experience in the Bible. I was reading about Ruth the other day. Oh my, I was reading about Esther the other day. I see things about my life. I never realized that had to be God's word. And that's what is happening to believers. Elect. That's not happening to people in the message, you know. Other than that happening in every church. And everybody who say they baptized in the message. But that happened to the elect. Amen. You know why? It takes representation of predestination to see. Amen. He that have what? An ear to hear what the Spirit says. Not everybody have that. My sheep know my voice. Not everybody have that. That's election and calling. Amen. You believe that we're elect? Amen. You believe only the elect have eternal life? Nobody else has two nature and one body. Only the elect. All right. Then that's why you things happen to you, and you can't study the crowd. It happened to you, revealed to you, walk in it. You can't study your mommy or your daddy in some of the, in these kind of things. Because this is selfishly given. This is election. You can't study pastor. You gotta have your own. That's right. Because it's to you, the individual. Look at John said, I saw on Bo record. The Bible said, nobody else saw it. But John saw it. And John knew that's him. And he anointed and declared it. And when the anointed left him, he get troubled with what he said. Because in Matthew 11, he said, go back and ask him if he's the Messiah or should we look for another one to come. That's a concept. If that wasn't put in the Bible, you know what happened? You would have never know that things you confess, you just come back and get a fight with. Yes, come back and doubt your revelation. But that will show you, it has nothing to do with your revelation. It is you not in the same anointing that you was in before. But when you're under that inspiration and you're fearless and you say that, you're not seeing it with human mind. You're seeing it with the faith that God put inside of you. Didn't have to marry? She saw the angel. She was overshadowed by the Holy Ghost. She gave birth to the Messiah. And the same child she gave birth to, she said, your father and I sought you. But isn't the word wonderful? The word tell her. He said, I'm going to be of the father business. That's a little gentle rebuke that Jesus gave John. He said, go tell John, the lame heal, the sick heal, report the gospel, preach unto them and so on, the dead are raised. But he gave her a little gentle rebuke like he gave John. But it was a consolation to them. In other words, Elena, no, you can't fight with your mind now, but don't bother with that. What the Bible says, you give the right boot to the thing. That this is a hop on the road, you'll go for that. But your experience is genuine. Amen. Those times has come. Even the prophet himself would say things. And then you see, like a man, he talks. Because why? He was that same Elijah. Look, Elijah saying, Lord, take my life. Under the juniper tree, after he called fire out of heaven and rain out of heaven in the same day. So where we are here sometimes, you may not feel a certain way, and you may try to go by feelings. You don't go by that. Feelings is the body. You come in here because you know it is this season. You come in here because you know for years in the church we're following things. You come in here because when you hear it, you go back and you check it in the Bible and you may say, it really there. You come in on those things and consecrate. Don't come in on the, if you're not coming on a feeling, you will never get into the anointing. That's a damper the enemy can put on you. But in your heart, in that soul, on the inside there, you know it's 40 years after the prophet. You know we should be in glory already. You understand? So look, the same way John's ministry was confirmed by that heavenly dove, and that heavenly dove was none other than God himself. So I would say the true significance of the seven doves is made known when we see in the Bible what a dove was used for. And that's why all the dove scripture is not the same. One place God used a dove, he shows atonement. Another place he used a dove is a sign. Another place he used a dove is a confirmation. Another place he used a dove is some people, when the world is about to be destroyed, and now the wrath of God fall upon that generation, reject a prophet, and the elect now getting ready to go into a new world. You see a dove ministering to them. Watch the pictures that God put concerning dove. Then you understand that when God started and introduced the dove in the Bible, the last thing with the dove was God himself became the dove coming down. And Elijah the prophet, John, saw that. Not a bird. He saw the revelation of the dove at the end of the Old Testament. At the end of the New Testament, it's the same. It can't be said plainer. But this dove came for a purpose. Because after the coming of the dove, three days, and this is what I'm trying to get you. I'm just talking to the critical atmosphere, get your heart and your mind, you know, stimulated, that when we strike it in the word, it can really mean something to you. Because I want you to think. You see, I want you to think in certain places. And I want you to learn to read with understanding. We went through the first day. You remember? I'm just trying to recap some of the things to help you as well, because it is important to get that recapping of some of those things. Because we took how the first part of the message, he laid out the scripture that was for the foundation, for the testimony. When he gave the testimony now, he end up looking for a message. He end up looking for a ministry to take place with the coming of this dove. So the first morning, which was we found out in the message, was that Saturday morning, September the 20th, 1965. And he got up, he saw the vision, and God told him, go into the Catalinas. He went there, he saw the weasel, the funny squirrel, odd-looking squirrel, and then he heard the voice say, your enemy is dead. He said, I stood there and I trembled. That was the first day. He came back, he told his wife, he said, honey, I don't know how, but I'm going to come over this, and so on. Verse 205, page 30. Now this is the second day now. This is the day after he saw the enemy dead. Now I want you to grasp these things, okay? Because it's 3 days, three experiences, three visitations. Each one had a particular revelation. Each one is dealing with something specific. The first one, it was 6 inches long. It had to do with six doves, his mother dream, which spoke of his suffering and all these things. And then he saw that funny looking squirrel, which he had seen in a vision, in his stomach, how it was killed. He actually saw it 18 years between the first vision, when he saw him swallow that thing, and when he saw it dead. And God continued the vision exactly where he had stopped 18 years ago. Now, the second day now, paragraph 205. And the next day, something said, go back to the mountain. God now getting ready to reveal something again. But watch the perfection. His mother had seen six doves that spoke of his suffering. He had seen a vision where he swallowed his, did not swallow, but this thing jump into his mouth. And then he saw that same thing dead. But the next day now, God is going to connect the doves, the mother dream. But when he said the weasel, it had nothing to do with the dove, the mother dream. You understand that? That's the funny looking squirrel. But the mother had a dream too at the same time. When he had the vision. Let me go back to the tip for you. Hold that page there, and I'll go back. See, I remember what we read. It's better you remember what we read. Can I tell you that? Some of you look at me like, I know you said something, but I'll go back to the page for you. Because, you see, if in your mind you can't hold the experiences, it's hard to catch the revelation. Page 27. 26. Well, I should go back. Way back here. Page 23. Paragraph 141. Let's back up the paragraph 140. Coming up the road just as happy as I could, all of a sudden it struck me. A year later, before I entered the field again, it just killed me. Since a little boy, I always said I didn't know what a vision was. A little boy, I always said if I'd only fallen into one of those trance and see that I would get well. I always wanted to go to Myers to find out what was wrong. The doctors, my stomach gets sour. I know Brother Jack's helped me around the house. I walk right around the house and just a hot, greasy water like flying out of my mouth. Walk to the pulpit, pray for people that are twice that bad and be healed. And I've had them lay hands on a man with a cancer on his face. That cancer left his face standing there. And I was so sick I couldn't stand up. And you don't know what I've suffered. Just mental oppression. Every 7 years, come all my life. That's where I'm now. 7 minutes. So I was so distressed. I cried, I begged, I pleaded. I remember when I finally thought I had enough money to go to Myers for an examination. They said, they'll find what the trouble is. Wife and I, Becky, we're back there, serious little bitty fellow. I just entered my healing ministry and we took off the miles. I went to the clinic and the night before I had my finals the next morning, I just woke up and was sitting on the bed looking around. And I look out in the front of me and there was a little boy, looked just like me, about 7 years old, and looked at it and it was me. He was standing by an old snack tree. And they talk about the hunters, you know, how they could rub that stick on the tree and the animal jumps out. And paragraph 148. And I was seeing there where the school had been. And I thought, what kind of school is that? I rubbed, and when I did, I looked over, it was me then about 38 years old. The little boy was gone. That's the division. So I rubbed that limb, and out of the hollow log pole came a little squirrel about that long, dark, almost black, looked like currants flying from him. Little bitty, beady eyes, the wickedest looking thing that I ever seen. Looked like a weasel more than a squirrel. See, because it represents something in the vision. It's a symbol. So it looks like currents all kind of coming from it. It's a symbol. And he looked right at me. And I opened my mouth to say, well, and when I did, before you could have butted your eye, it flew into my mouth. Went down to my stomach, just tearing me to pieces. And as I come out of the vision with my hands up, looking, I went out screaming, oh, God, have mercy, it's killing me. I heard a voice way down the room say, remember, it's only 6 inches long. How many people heard that story? I've told you that many times, the people around the tabernacle. Well, on and on it went, suffering just the same. My brothers, the next day, examined me, said, your father's an Irishman. He drank. Your mother was a half Indian. That makes you almost a half breed. So you are just such a nervous wreck until you never be out of it. Said otherwise you are healthy, but that's something in the soul that cannot, that man cannot control. Said when a man dies, can't hold an autopsy, cause his soul gone. He said, well, you'll never get over it. And then, you know, they never give him no hope and so on. So here he was, and he had that. Then page 27, paragraph 180. That was the one with the weasel. This is the one with the mother. One was a vision that he saw. The other one was a dream, his mother dream. The first day in the canyon, it had to do with the vision he saw. The next day, it had to do with the dream the mother dreamt. Paragraph 185. Before, when I was at Myers, the same time I was up there, when they gave me that message and I saw the vision, my old mother's gone on to glory now, very young woman. She had about 3 or 4 dreams in her life and they were always true. She'd tell me. She'd start to tell me and I'd say, stop right, mama. I'll tell you what the rest of it is, see? Because always when you give me a dream to interpret, you don't always tell me exactly what it is. Then when I see it over again, I see exactly what you dreamed about. Then he tells me what it is. You don't have to tell me what the dream is. He shows me the dream himself. See? And then I say, well, you didn't tell me this and tell me that. See? And so the God that can interpret a dream can show a dream. He can show one, he can interpret it. Paragraph 191. Now notice. And Mama, she said, Billy, when I come back, she said, come here, son. When he come back from Miles, it was the same time. Watch how God gives his mother a dream and God gives him a vision at the same time. Watch how when the experiences come, 18 years after, it happened the same time. You get what I'm saying? Now notice, and Mama, she said, Billy, when I come back, she said, come here, son, and sit down. She said, I had a strange dream. I dreamed that I seen you laying sick, just about to die, with your stomach as usual. How many diets has she cooked me? And she said, you were building a house upon a hill. And said, I seen 6 white doves come down from heaven, cooing in a letter S, and they sat upon your chest. And you was looking at one, and the one in front was trying to tell you something. One meant more to him than the rest, eh? See? They were real glossy white doves, and they took their little heads and put again your cheek and going coo coo coo. And said, I couldn't understand it, see? Said, they just kept going coo coo coo. I said, oh, I see it. Praise the Lord. Before she finished, she saw the dream. And said they formed the letter S again and went back into the skies, going cuckoo, cuckoo, going back home. Well, the little animal that I saw was 6 inches long. The string of doves that Mom saw was 6. 6 is incomplete. I knew that someday I would see the 7th one. That was man suffering. So on and on it went. Then from paragraph 194, it tells about how God tell him to go up in the Catalina, and so on he went up there. He saw the same animal he saw in the vision that went down in his throat, his mouth. He saw it dead. Paragraph 205 now. And the next day something said, go back to the mountain. And that day, instead of going one way, I was led to go another way. And I was standing there and looking settled in front of me. There sat that 7th little white dove looking at me. So notice what you have to get here. The reason explaining all these details about dream, about vision, exactly how he's seen it over. Because it was God giving these things. And notice both the weasel and both the dove. That 7th one, he was going to meet them in the canyon 18 years after. And the first day, he saw the weasel. Then God knew, today now, I'm going to interpret for you the next part. I'll only show you part yesterday to confirm the vision. Now I'm going to confirm the part where your mother dreamed. I'm going to make that happen too, because that also, I gave her that dream too. And when you saw her dream, because his vision had nothing but no dove. His vision had about a weasel in his mouth. Her dream had about 6 doves, and he knows 6 is incomplete. another dove supposed to appear. You understand? God reserved all these things to bring now in a certain season on consecutive days. Because these things had spiritual significance and meaning. And when he goes to preach the message, he goes to the Bible. The dove was the key. Not so much the weasel. That is the sickness. But dove is used for sign, for confirmation, for atonement, for sacrifice, for carrying messages, to identify God's son, for people going into the new world. You understand? That's why I say he didn't call the message the 6-inch weasel. Neither did he call the message the eagle in the rock. He called the message on the wing of the white dove. And the two scriptures he take for the text to start to preach the message, and all the foundation in the first 20 pages is about dove. Not about weasel, not about rock, about dove. And the name of the message on the wing of the white dove. And then he says, this dove led me to a faith I've never known. And when he goes to the prayer line, Father, let this dove come down and coo. Let this dove do this. Let the dove do word. Let the dove come to the lattice like Junior Dream. The whole thing about dove. Amen? Yes. Man. The more you talk about this, is the more you see. The next day, somebody said, go back to the mountain. And that day, instead of going one way, I was led to go another way. And I was standing there and looking set in front of me. There sat that seventh little white dove, looking right at me. I rubbed my eyes. Said, surely it's a vision. Surely it is. Notice he didn't see a dove just flying, you know. He didn't see a dove just land somewhere, you know. The dove is taken up with me. I was led to go, and he sat looking at me. He's conscious. He looked at the dove, and the dove looked at him. And he's led to go that way. And the dove will fly when he comes that way. He startled the dove, and the dove take off. He said, I looked and I said, little dove, where do you come from? Just as pretty and white, could have been a pigeon, whatever it was, away in that wilderness. God Almighty raised up Jesus Christ from the dead, whose servant I am, and his word laying here open before me. Know that I tell the truth and lie not. You hear what he said? In other words, so what strange is in a bird? What strange is in a dove? He said, God Almighty, who said, I lie, speak true, and not. I lie not. With his word laying here open for me. If you go and tell me you see a dove, you have to say, God Almighty, and all this, who will open for you? Have you ever seen that? But he's conscious, he's bringing a message here. There sat the dove, sitting there looking at me. I walked around, I thought, surely it's a vision. I turned my head, I looked back, and there he sat. Them little white wings, just as snowy as he could be. His little yellow feet and little yellow beak, sitting there looking at me. He was watching right straight westward. When you see a dove, you get picked up with where east, west, north, and south is. Remember, he is the evening messenger. Remember, the Son of Man is viewed in the west. Remember, it shall be light at evening time. Remember, from a childhood, he longed to go west all his life. You'll never be successful in the east. You have to go west. Remember, it's west to meet the angels. It's west all these things. You understand? He was watching right straight westward. I walked around him like that. I wouldn't touch him for nothing. I walked on up the trail, looked back, and there he still sat watching me. And that brought faith. That brought faith to rise over healing and come to the church as the messenger for the age with a message from God. Let me tell you. What gives faith? Revelation. A bird will give faith, you know. So he's not just talking with a bird. He's caught up into 42 years. I'm looking for this. I know this does come in. This revelation making go out to the Bible and does. And remember, revelation had to be the word, you know. I mean, if you're a, what do you call these people? You know, who will take care of zoo and these things? You know, study birds and mind birds and see, now I get revelation, but you know, this kind of bird different to that bird, and that might be good for a book on birds. But to get faith for healing, that has to do with the atonement of Jesus Christ. That has to do with the mystery of God, because that's a divine work to do that. So if you've seen a bird, that bird in your mind has to be something in the plan of God, with God, to get faith for healing that Jesus paid the price on Calvary for. Seen a bird, don't do that. Seen an animal, don't do that. If you see a natural lamb, you'll get a revelation about the Lamb of God. You see an eagle, you'll get a revelation about Jehovah Prophet. If your mind is staying eagle bird, go in a zoo and see. Go in a zoo, watch an alarm. And don't think about Christ. See if you get faith. And if, go sick and watch an alarm. And come back on the zoo and see if you get well. It don't happen. You understand? But he's in an atmosphere of revelation. Because you know why? A voice is saying, don't go this way today, go this way today. The day before, a voice saying, go in the Catalinas. And when you go there, the voice said, keep this way. And you saw the animal dead. And the voice said, your enemy is dead. He said, God, what is this? Then he climbed high, and somebody say, when he go in that cove, he said, feel the presence. He said, Lord, you're here. And look, and he saw that dove there. He's in the atmosphere of the word being fulfilled. He said, yes, said that seventh one. He's talking about 18 years ago. When he saw it, he said, and there he sat still watching me. I woke up the trail, looked back, and there he sat still watching me. Brother, as a son of Abraham, I consider not what the doctor told me, I'm going to be well anyhow. He said, I walk off the trail. I look back. And that fella standing there watching me still. The third day, I went back. I was climbing high. Third day now. And many of you know the vision about the Indian chief riding that little wall to the west. See what he going, what he going to now? This dove was watching right straight west, watching him. And many of you know the vision about the Indian chief riding that little wall to the west, which I'll read that for you in a while. Something attracted me off to a big rock about noontime. Said, lay your hands against that and pray. He said, God in heaven knows this is true. Again now. He tell about the dove. He said, God Almighty. He said, where is Jesus dead? Who's the one that I am? And his word laid here. He said, I tell you to line up. Now he says, God in heaven knows this is true. He's having a bit. Because somebody say, wait a minute. What are you talking about? You go up one day, God tell you, talk to you. Your enemy's dead. You go up the next day, God's not dove. You go up a third day, God commit. He said, nah, that's too much for me, man. That's too much for me. You're so super. You and God so close? God had nothing else to do in the universe to come and talk to you about bird and squirrel. He said, this man going off, you know. I said, I'm going to push a revelation. He come talk on, I draw a bird, next he draw a squirrel, next he draw some writing, some rock, you know, and get there. But this fellow really loses it. He said, he can't spend a whole night. We thought he'd bring something deep. Look what the man preach. Now, you still listen to a man walk in here and preach about you meet a bird one day, a squirrel one day, and then next day, going, and this is a big revelation he bringing to you. Well, where the thing I meet tonight, saying, but I went to a service and a man there reading a book, a man who see a devil, a squirrel, in a mountain, a right there, a rock. And you see all the people in that church sit down there. Now that looked like so simple, and this looked more simple. I'm going to get bought on foolishness. God forgive me for saying it that way, but not be sacrilegious. But I'm trying to show you, this is a prophet. Hear the message of man preaching. But I wonder if we preach a message like that in the church, we get criticized almost and say, well, you have no message for that tip, no matter. Yet we are seeing, no. Let me get that. I believe God was saying something in the mountain. You know why? Because I come off that same mountain, write song, preach all the things I preached 30 years, and come back. Seen some black gold and gas and paper growing to this and going the world. Yeah. Talking about the same thing inside the canyon. So just on the fact of where just here, prove that's something about that. Because that's the something I plug into. That's where I get current from. It's our ministry that and our light. And seven voices thundered out in Barataria. And I don't think in all the days of my ministry, for the last 30 years, I have preached in one particular book so much messages out of one particular book. Message book. I'm a bitch. Well, they have about 25 messages already or more. Offer unless that I preach offer under the strength of this book. This one message, so much inspiration. It's strange. That voice said, lay your hand against that rock and pray. He said, God in heaven knows this truth. I laid my hands against the rock and looked up towards heaven and started praying. And I heard a voice coming out of the top of the rocks there, said, what are you leaning against over your heart? And I raised back like this, my bare shoulders naked from my waist up, hot. I looked back, and there was root in the quartz in the stone. Now, in your book, have it print wrong. You see how they put it here? They put white eagle in inverted commas. If you ever see the picture of the rock, it just marked eagle. It didn't say white eagle. It's white. The rock was white. The eagle is written in the white rock. But the editor, hearing in the quartz, in the stone, white. In the quartz, in the stone, is white quartz stone. The stone is white. White rock with a name written in the rock. You catching me? If you go on the one the computer, you will see they have it punctuated right. They have white, comma, eagle. Because when they take the photo, they find the rock and they photograph it. Is only eagle in common letters, E-A-G-L-E. It's not even capital E. But you see, they're making this over the tape. So they put white eagle, and then we get like white eagle. But it's in the quartz, white quartz stone. The word eagle is written in the white stone. After the enemy was killed, after the dove descended, he was led to find where it was written in the white rock, eagle. Like I showed you last night, the dove led him to the word. And he opened the book and he found the mystery where it was written of him. You understand? Just exactly what the vision said that the next message would come forth by. I was so excited, I run home, got a camera, and come back the next day and took the picture of it. Well, they took his roll of film and they developed it from his camera. And it had the rock with EAGLE on it, white stone, because he took the picture of it. And took the picture of it, it was still there because it was through those pictures they was able to find the actual places. Because nobody knew where those places were. He took 18 pictures. And when he took those 18 pictures, they look at the pictures and they begin to go through the place. And they said, this looked like that, but it had to be from this angle. I will just see just now. I was so excited. Now this is exciting. He found there was wrote in the quartz in the stone. Why? Eagle. Just exactly what the vision said. Now I say dove leading eagle. Next message, dove leading eagle. Not dove leading white eagle. Dove leading, white dove leading eagle. I was so excited when I got a camera, came back next day, took a picture of it, it was still there, root in the rock, white. We got white rock, eagle, dove, leading eagle. Somehow I know, I tell you before it happens. The doctor's a good doctor, no doubt. I think he's a fine man, but I know I'm going to be over it. It's done, it's finished, and I'm going to be well. And paragraph 216, he's praying now after he's singing the song about the dove. Dear God, I thank you for these things, Father. You give Noah a sign. You give the world a sign. You gave me a sign. And the next day, seeing that eagle flying, oh God. He had seen an eagle flying when he went up there in the mountain. Oh God, there's a message coming forth now. And I pray that you will let the dove lead. Granted, Lord, it's led me to a faith I never had before. I know, God, I know it's going to be all right. So I thank you for it, Father. And tonight, send them your message again, Lord, on the wings of the dove of the word. Not the bird, the word. Granted, dear Heavenly Father, and everyone that passes through this platform tonight, and out yonder in the midst across the country, may your great dove of faith, the one that led me to faith I've never known, may your great dove of faith fall into their hearts and give them faith, Lord, for their healing. Remember that God is not a respecter of persons. He could send a message to Noah, could send it to John the Baptist, could send it to me. What he says that? Can't send it to? What? Yes, sir. Can send it to others. Yes, sir. You can send it to you. Yes. You can send it to me. Yes. You can send it to our sister. Yes. Then you might be nothing. You can send it to our brother. Yes. You think just coming the message, you're too early for him to have that. You can send it to others. Yes. I pray that that dove. What? I pray that that dove will fly into every heart right now. A Snow White dove flew into your heart. Saint Jude, you are my child, all is well. Let that dove fly into your heart right now, every heart right now, with its little golden beak. That dove that was watching me, looking westward, with his little golden beak and little feet, yellow feet. You get that? And whisper by his stripes, because when he saw that dove, it gave him faith for his healing too. He said, I'm healed! I see the dove, I'm healed! Not a bird. Let that dove fly down to the heart. You send it to me, send it to others. You send it to me, send it to others! And whisper that by his stripes, by my wounds and stripes you are healed. God grant that our transgression will be blotted out, our iniquities will be forgiven us. Why? Dove is used for atonement. And that our sicknesses will be healed. It's in your hands, Father, in Jesus Christ's name. Then he goes on, with your head bowed just 1 minute longer. How many here would like to say, if you can and want to say this, Brother Branham, I've been wrong all my life. I wanted to serve God. I'm finishing here, so you, if you get that attitude. But tonight, I'm ready to surrender. Pray God that dove. Pray God that, not a dove, not the dove, that dove. Who is this Melchizedek? Who is that dove? And that says, when you know the true significance of this dove, before you can know it, you must know who this dove is. And if you know who he is, what did he come for? Is there a promise of his coming in the days of the seventh angel messenger? Is there one coming to lead us into a faith we have never known? Is there a message to show us how to come into perfect faith and faith for rapture and grace? Is that a redemption message of grace coming in the wings of a dove? That these vile old mad bodies be changed? Is that dove that kept in a perfect love, the Holy Spirit, that's going to come down and cap on the pyramid of your life, that great seal, the seventh seal, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the seal of God? Is that dove? Was that the one that Elijah saw at the end of the Old Testament in the water? Is that the one that Elijah at the end of the New Testament saw in the water? Is that the one that confirmed John's message, the forerunner of the first coming? Is that the one that confirmed the message of the forerunner of the second coming? Pray God that that devil flying to every heart into my heart tonight. I can feel it flutter its wings as he comes in. Oh my. We're out in the audiences across the country. Way up to Brother Hunt and Brother Coleman, that's in New York. He was in Shreveport. Out to Brother Leo. And they was in Prescott. And then down to Tucson. And over into the Brown Tabernacle in Jeffersonville. And across the West Coast, out in California. He is taking it all across the country, made this dove. That's a big country, you know. But there's one dove can fly into all them places right at the moment. And down here into Londonville, into the Texas Assembly, he has flown. Amen. How do we recognize him? We know his presence. We know his revelation. We have the identification here. Hallelujah. I want the dove to fly into my heart tonight. Bring me God's sweet love. What is it going to bring? God's sweet love. What is it going to bring? God's sweet love. Why? Because the dove has no bitterness. Because he's a home-loving bird. Because he's loyal and made for life. Because he's a clean bird. Because he's gentle and meek. Can't bring strife. That's the raven. That's the vulture, friends. I want the dove to fly into my heart tonight. Bring me God's sweet love. Under the wings of a snow-white dove, the Holy Spirit. Bring it to me tonight, Lord. And drop into my heart the faith that I have need of. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, God, forgive our sins. The wounded dove has brought the message back. Oh, God, it's finished. We believe that. Just give us faith to believe it, we pray. The wounded dove that brought the message back, it's finished. The same one that brought the message back, that wounded one, the torn apart the Calvary, that says it's finished. That was the same one that come to him and tell him it's finished. That's the one that had the stripes that come and tell him it's finished. The same dove. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, God, forgive our sins. The wounded dove has brought the message back. Oh, God, it's finished. We believe that. Just give us faith to believe it. We pray in Jesus' name. And then he comes again. Where that dove come from, I don't know. He wouldn't have been out there in that wilderness like that. No, no, no. He wouldn't have been there. And why was he white? Why was he white? The Heavenly Father knows that he was white as my shirt. Yeah, he sat there. And then he goes singing again, worshiping God, singing about his dove. And then page 35, why me, an old man, suffered all my life? Why did he heal me now? I believe I'll ride this trail again. I've got to bring a message. Now tomorrow, we are going to... That's what I started there on. I started there with that on Sunday for you. Of whom speaketh the prophet this? But I'll ride this trail again. Because when the dove come, that little dove is looking westward. That little trail that goes out to the west, where that Indian chief was riding. And then hear him, I'll ride this trail again. That came from that vision. I've got to bring a message because that vision showed, those dreams rather, showed there was to be another ride. So he's connecting that seventh dove, which was connected to the six doves in Mama's dream. Right? He is connecting that now with these three dreams of I will ride this trail once more. Though it was never connected with that before. You get that now? Because when Mama dream it, have them go in the chief right no water and I'll ride the trail once more. Mama dream, Billy, you're sick. I cook you all kind of diets. But sickness and complete, that's man suffering. I know the seventh one will come one day. When the seventh one came, that's the seventh one from that didn't show up in Mama's dream at that time, had come. But it's coming just after he had these three dreams. I'll ride the trail once more when he saw over in vision. Saw it in the Bible. And I'll show you tomorrow how he saw it in the Bible, where he saw it in the Bible. And then you'll understand a little better. When that flew past in 1963 in an unknown language, and he says, I cannot interpret that. It don't mean he can't interpret it. Now I know what it means. It in the English language, it sounds like that. In other words, I explained that to you before. When he said, I cannot interpret that, means I must not interpret that. Why? Because he put it in unknown language and he put all the rest plain for me. So that one cannot comfort. Now the devil get a hold of that, you'll do great damage. You know why? That was us. Little bitty babies. That Satan would have sift us like wheat. But you have to wait. We learn with ABCs and grow up a little bit. And when it's more in season, and you can begin to talk to us things, and we can hold things in our heart that can tell you about you. And we're going to tell you, you are mine. You are my elect. I love you. You have not chosen me. I have chosen you. I have a work for you when you get older. I will come and explain to you your misunderstood life. I will start to reveal to you things about yourself. And then you will start to know, yes, you're in the same message. But you know in the message there are three kind of believers, and you'll know which one you are. Yeah. Two kind of believers in the message will never know who they are. Yeah. but you will be the one kind of message I will know who you are. You will have the matching piece to the promises. You will have the other half of the Chinese ticket inside the dovetail. You live in the mirror and you say, Mama, that's me. That's me, child of the year. And people will think you're a fanatic. But by that time, you can't be no discouraged because that revelation gives you a repellent. You don't care what they call you because you've seen the Lord and the Holy Spirit has covered it to you. Amen. They can call you what they want. Amen. God already called you for the rapture. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Man, you know you're going home in the morning. When the morning breaks, it's a bright and fair. When he whispers secrets to you under the cover and give you the dove of the Holy Spirit, you can rest still and see the salvation of God.
Wonderful. We'll stop there because we know you've been coming out and we appreciate it. We don't want to abuse that privilege of you coming out. But whichever format you have, whether it's MP3 or DVD or you want both, they even do it in iPod format too. So you can sit under the tree with your little Walkman CD player. You can sit home in your bedroom with your little DVD player and go back over. You can sit there with your little air headphone in your little flash drive or whatever you have. And you're traveling home from work in the evening, all day busy walking through Port of Spain. You can have it listening by the grace of God. Keeping under it, this beautiful message by God sent his pure, sweet love, whispering something to us. Little root, he has right close up to him. The male dove and the female dove, Boaz and Root. Boaz is the male dove, and Root is the female dove. Yes, sir. Two doves, one called Boaz and one called Root. At harvest time, I tell you, something is happening. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, Jesus. So beautiful on the wings of a snow-white dove. I knew somehow I was born to fly. Way up in the sky. So make me my number for that. Let's try that tonight. You help me sing it. 544, is that what it says there? Is that the one? Yeah, that's it. I live in a world of sin and shame that only caused me grief and pain. That's the beautiful this church. But we could preach anything and have a song to sing in it. And we have choices. That's to tell you the grace of God and the blessing that have come down among us.
Oh, praise his man. Can we love him tonight? Let's give him a little wave to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, we love you. We thank you. We praise your mighty name. We call Brother Bowen to come. Hallelujah. How we appreciate you, dear God. What a mighty God you are. What a mighty God we serve tonight. You are so wonderful, Lord. Come quickly, brother. Oh, Jesus. You are our everything. Just going to ask you to pray right now, and then we're going to worship God in song. Amen. Just hold a request in your heart. Let faith keep building. What a great time, friends.
Father, how we give you praise tonight. We know there is none like unto you, Lord. Seeing you deserve the glory, you deserve all our praise, oh God. Lord, our heart feels so glad. Words cannot express, but we know it's you, Lord. We know it's your grace. As the deer panted after the water, so panted after you. Lord, you take all our spirit out of us. You make our heart glad.
Hallelujah.
You remove all the doubts, oh God, Father. All the circumstances, Lord, is lying vanity, oh Lord.
Yes.
You put faith in our hearts tonight,
Hallelujah.
Oh God. Because there's not like unto you, Lord Jesus. Oh God, when I think, Lord, of the prophet Friend Burke, Lord, how you can use a deer to bring salvation, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Even though the prophet speak many things to him, but the love of a mother dear, oh Lord
Hallelujah.
Jesus. But Lord, tonight you can show evening healing for your prophet.
Hallelujah.
You can use the dove, oh
Thank
God.
You, Lord.
And it proved that it is you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, we give you praise and we thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. Words cannot express, but
Thank
we know
you,
it is you. We know it's your love expressed.
Thank
we know it's your breath expressed to us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And we know it's a second rise.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, we are your people. We are your people, Lord, Father, that you call out of all parts of the earth, Lord,
Thank
whereby,
you, Lord.
Father, we didn't know we will come from you, but Lord, your grace has stretched your hands. Lord, the condition that we were in, Lord, oh Lord, the situation we were in, Lord, Father, our friends, our family could not cleanse us, but Lord, it was you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh God, you said you leave the 99.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, and you come looking for the one. And
Hallelujah.
Tonight we are witness of your majesty.
Thank you, Lord.
We are witness of your love
Thank
tonight.
You, Lord.
And oh God, Father, we hear you cooing our hearts tonight.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, what a time.
Thank
Lord, oh
you, Lord.
God, we know this is going to take us into eternity.
Thank
we
you,
know this will cause the change. Bring
Hallelujah.
The change, Lord. It will give us a faith, Lord, where we will
Thank
change
you,
dimension.
Lord.
Even here, Lord.
Thank
we will live in another realm. Oh God, far
Thank
beyond,
you,
oh God, the chipmunks on the ground. We are flying high.
We're
going higher, Lord, in this great hour, Lord. How we thank you. We lift our hands
Thank
and we give you
Lord.
Praise. We have
Thank
reason,
you,
Lord. We have access, Lord.
Yeah.
And we know that our enemy is dead. He's still dead. Oh God, even tonight,
Hallelujah.
He's dead, Lord. Hallelujah. And we know you're going to pronounce
Hallelujah.
His death, oh Lord.
Hallelujah.
You will, oh God, announce his judgment,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Oh, and we praise
Hallelujah.
You. We love you with all our hearts,
Thank
with
you,
all our might and all strength tonight,
Thank
oh God. Lord, we can stand and claim for our
yes.
loved ones because that is in the
Hallelujah.
Atonement. We can have faith, oh God, and pray without wavering. Oh God,
Thank
we can keep our eyes fixed on the prize.
Yes.
Step fast with your love.
Thank
Let
you,
this cock up in love. Let this love of the love grip,
Thank
this love of God grip our hearts tonight.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, every little one, every middle-aged father, we will all be filled with your spirit.
Thank
oh
you, Lord.
God, as it was in the day of Pentecost, Lord. They were waiting for you,
Hallelujah.
Lord. But they hear a song as a rushing mighty wind, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It was you on that same wings.
Thank
on the snow white dove.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we praise you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We give you thanks. Oh, God, and fill them, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And we, oh God, Father, we will bring the scripture. We will fulfill the scripture. For we will know, Lord, as we know, we are the people, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh,
we love you tonight. Oh,
Thank
just
you,
have
Lord.
Your blessed way.
Have
Keep
you,
us
Lord.
Sweet, Lord. Keep us in that atmosphere. Oh, God, we praise you and we give you thanks and we give you all honor.
Thank
Even your servant, Lord, who's standing laboring, I pray that you continue to anoint,
oh.
Lord, and strengthen, oh, God. And keep it under, oh God, your vision, Lord, that he can lead us, oh God, into that faith
Hallelujah.
That we have never known. Hallelujah. Let our eyes be anointed with eyes salve. not just us only, but even where your word will go, where the things will go among your people, Father, yes, that will create a false shield,
oh God,
that the devil, oh God, cannot enter in, Father. Oh, oh God, no sin will stand among us. We will be pure, we will be clean, we will be righteous in your sight. This is the hour, this is the day, this is the releasing of your spirit. Have your blessed way, oh God. Even as we go home, Lord Father, we know it is you who brought us. Take us back home safely. Oh God, hallelujah. And when we come, Lord, even in the morning pray, we will come at your feet. Oh, it feels good to come at your feet.
Hallelujah.
You're here, Lord. When you pray, you're coming over us. Oh, we know it is you, Lord. Hallelujah. We know it's you. Oh God, we have a greater revelation even than the men on the road to Emmaus.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, Father, but this day is God in us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the fullness, Lord, where our body will be changed. We love you, Father. You, we give you praise and we give you all thanks. Take us home safely. Have you blessed it to everyone, Lord.
Thank you.
We give you praise and we love you. We love you, love you, love you.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord. Have a blessed way, amen. And amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, can you say praise the Lord? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You come out, if you can, in the morning. Offer the morning sacrifice. Be here to offer the evening sacrifice. And in the midday and the afternoon, just walk before him. Open your Bible and read. Sit under the tree. Meditate upon him. Pray up for the great time. Keep the sick and the afflicted on your heart. That even while the service is going here, God will visit them out where they are. Amen. They work all up the upper coast where the saints are gathered. They're already in this. You have to send the books, send the messages. They're going to sit down the same way and have the book and follow the tape and even hear the exhortation after. It's causing us to appreciate these great hidden secrets that God sealed up in the message for us. A people who would live under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. You see, every son and daughter of God whose name was in the Lamb's Book of Life, written there as an elect of God in this age, but was born into the world not in that section, coming under the book of life, living under the first birth. Every one of them, Satan had a grip on their life. They had an enemy that had a grip on their life because of the birth. And they cried and they begged and they pleaded for deliverance because of the grip of that enemy upon that life. And every elect of God in this age that is foreordained of God to go in that rapture, God has planned the death of their enemy. We got it on Bathsheba, two husbands. We got it on Ruth, two husbands. And now we find it on the weasel and the dove. We are finding it there also. You get that? That old husband, that old nature, that old weasel. Brother, that thing that had us so sick, you can't have that weasel and be well. Anybody living under that weasel name, they're sick. Sick unto death. Amen. But God planned the death. And that enemy, that is why he died on the tree. Cursed be he who hung on the tree. In the Bible, in the time of Joshua 10, they hang them things on that tree. You know that? Because that was a type of Christ becoming sin and being judged for us. That's why Jesus died on a tree. That's why I said, cursed be he who hung on a tree. Because he became sin literally sin, because our sin was put on him. But there he destroyed him with the power of death. The power of death, that's right. That he might deliver them who was in bondage and fear death all their lives. And take us out of there and bring us up into a new birth. A new union. Bring us from the book of life into the Lamb section. And what is the Lamb section? It's your name written in the white stone. A new birth, give you a new, like Abraham had a new name. Like Jacob had a new, Jacob had a weasel that gave him a lot of trouble. But then at daybreak, the dove came down. Hallelujah! Abraham had a weasel that gave him a lot of trouble. But when the El Shaddai came, the dove descended. Did he come into immortality? Did Jacob come into our prison part before God? That's right. Look at Peter and Paul, what he was. You're Saul, but he got a new name, is that right? And he found a mystery of prophecy in the Bible, the light of the Gentiles, and he stepped into it. Is that right? A chosen vessel to bear his name. But Abraham had a temper like a boss saw. He'd be a murderer hadn't it been for the grace of God. Is that right? Trying to kill boys and scorn blood and murder while the weasel was there. But one day, he crossed from the book into the Lamb section, and he found a mystery of Revelation 10, between the 6 and 7 trumpets, with his name inside of there. Is that right? And the dove, Revelation 10, 1, supposed to come down to lead him into a ministry. Is that right? Then you and me, there's a place inside there for us too. Oh, man! And when you find that mystery of your name in the white rock, the white stone, then the devil lead you into a fate you never know. Because now you find your position, what part of the world you are, not somebody else's part. Then it's not you that live, it's Christ that lives in you. Walking in your feet, speaking to your lips, thinking with your mind, thinking with your heart, working with your hands. And you know I in you and you in me. And greater is he in you than he that is in the world. But you can't have the weasel and the devil at the same time. You get that? The weasel must die so the dove can come. You can't have two husbands at the same time. The weasel must die so the dove can come. And when the dove comes, now you're coming to a fate. Oh my, because you see what you're really born for. You're born to fulfill the word for the day you are living in. Written in the Bible for this hour. It leads you to a revelation to find you. Amen. In this eagle age, that's you, eagle. Eagle! Oh my. And dove and eagle meets. Oh my. You're so wonderful. My brother Wesley was telling me last night, he said, Pastor, I'm so happy. Now, you ain't keeping it back for the meetings. You're giving it to us every night. I said, yeah, I just feel led to preach. I don't know what's going to happen from here on. So he said, I hold it back for the meeting. I'm just speaking it while we're here in fellowship. That's God blessing to you. Amen. Amen. For you to love him and see his plan for your life, where he's leading you. You are one of his eagles. That's where that influence and that desire for that communion. And that's why you just love that dove so much. Because he was wounded for your transgressions, bruised for your iniquities. He's that wounded dove that has come back to tell you, by my stripes, you are healed. He will guide you to the right mate, as I said. You don't get him, you might get a crow for a mate. But that dove will lead you to another dove. You get that? You driving your car along the road? You better have that dove watching over you and guiding you. Have all kind of maniacs on the road there. You going out to work, and you on that job, and sometimes all kind of pressures, victimization, people against you, jealous of you, envious, and everything else. want to come against you, but you have a testimony. Amen. That dove ain't having to fight back and carry on and be a bad. No, sir. That dove conquers by love. That dove conquers by love, friends. Under wings of a smile, let's sing it. To take his eagle home and go home. The wings of a snow white dove. God sent his pure sweet love. Try and come in early tomorrow from work. Come right up. Come in the day when you can come. Oh, I live in a world of sin and shame. Of sin and shame that only caused me grief and pain. Grief and pain. I try so hard. So hard to be free. Oh, searching for my true identity. Didn't know I came from eternity. Till God came and revealed it. Has he revealed it to you? Do you know it? You come from God, you're going back here? All of your hands and sing to him on the wings.
On the wings of
a snow white dove. Oh, Father, send it down into every heart tonight, Jesus, that a cup of love will make and bring the path of tremendous victory in the love divine.
On the wings of a snow white dove. To be
oh, sing the chorus again. On the wings of a snow white dove.
Oh, on the wings of a snow white dove. God sent his pure sweet love. On the wings of a snow
somehow I was born to fly.
How I was born to fly. Way up in the sky. But somehow I couldn't set my wings free. But since that day I heard his voice. But since that day I heard his and made him my heavenly choice, made him my heavenly choice. Oh, by his grace, I can see I've been set free.